Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a largely flat open just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with S&P futures just in the red. Overnight bonds are little changed, with the U.S. 10-year at 1.68%. The dollar is a bit softer versus the euro and sterling, flat against the yen. Overnight oil is a bit lower, gold is up, industrial metals mostly higher. China coal futures were again limit down, taking week-to-date losses to 30%, with weakness driven largely by the NDRC moves to rein in prices. European equity markets have opened higher, following mostly firmer levels in Asia. In headlines overnight, multiple media reports cited sources as saying China Evergrande remitted a $83.5 million coupon payment on a dollar bond due the 23rd of September. This before the 30-day grace period was set to run out on Saturday. Chinese developer stocks and bonds reacted positively following the news, as markets were said to be bracing for a default on Saturday, largely given the lack of information provided to investors, particularly during the initial missed coupon payments. Early attention in Europe on Bank of England speak with Chief Economist Pill, telling the Financial Times that inflation is likely to hit 5% early next year and that a November decision on rates is, quote, live. At the same time, Pill said not to get caught up too much in timing, with the article quoting him as saying, maybe there is a little bit too much excitement in the focus on rates right now. In macro data overnight, Japan's September nationwide core CPI was in line. October PMI beat expectations, but firms continue to highlight sustained supply chain pressures. PMI is also out in Europe. Eurozone manufacturing PMI came in slightly softer but better than consensus, while there was a big drop in services PMI. In the UK, retail sales came in below expectations, unexpectedly dropping for the fifth consecutive month. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, October flash manufacturing PMI and October flash services PMI. On the M&A front, the Wall Street Journal reports talks between Western Digital and Kioxia have stalled. Further corporate news really focusing on earnings. Some movement in the after-hours market with Snap and Intel among the names trading lower after releasing earnings. Shares of Snap were down more than 20% in after-hours trading, after reporting middling revenue and pointing to the negative impact of privacy changes at Apple, as well as supply chain constraints. Notably, Facebook and Twitter were also lower in the off-hours market in apparent sympathy moves. Intel shares were off more than 8% after profit and margin guidance underwhelmed expectations amid component shortages. Earnings also in focus in Europe. L'Oreal and Vivendi are trading higher post-earnings releases, while Renault, Intercontinental Hotels, and London Stock Exchange Group are among the names trading lower. Earnings in the U.S. today will include HCA Healthcare, American Express, VF Corp, Schlumberger, Roper Technologies, Regions Financial, and Honeywell International posting their results before the open. Asian equities were largely flat on Friday, little in the way of significant market moves over the day, with the Nikkei and Hang Seng indices closing a little higher, but other markets largely trading around the flat line. As far as the week, Asian markets were largely higher, outside of Japan. Hong Kong outperformed as Evergrande contagion fears eased. Mainland China gained following the NDRC's move to intervene in thermal coal markets, the supportive news largely offsetting disappointing Chinese GDP data. Although equities ended the week with mild gains, bonds came under pressure with Australian and New Zealand sovereigns selling off as markets brought forward rate hike expectations. This also boosted respective currencies, although the dollar was generally weaker. European equity markets are trading higher early in their session. In regional news, there is press speculation France could detail possible retaliatory measures against Britain over the deepening UK fishing waters dispute. And a Bloomberg survey of economists showed the majority expect the ECB to increase the pace of its long-standing asset purchase program and phase out its pandemic emergency purchase program from December. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.